Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. It's good to have you with us tonight. We are this morning. It's always night when I do it, but this morning, Sunday morning, we're going to receive communion here in a little bit. So make sure you have some communion elements available. Sunday mornings, we're always going to be receiving communion together. That way we know that everybody that's a part of our life is receiving from the presence of God like that. Now, here we are in the book of Deuteronomy, and this whole book is the book of obedience and God's blessing when you obey. And we're going to see it all the way through the book. It's going to be a really, really good study as we go through the book. All right, let's get started with our opening prayer. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. Deuteronomy chapter 5, the Ten Commandments. Now, of course, you can find this in Exodus chapter 20. That's where the Ten Commandments were given. Verse 1, and Moses called all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. That's where the burning bush happened, was Horeb. Verse 3. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. The Lord talked with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire. That's something just like Moses. Verse 5, I stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare to you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up the mountain. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that's in the earth beneath, or that's in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Pause for a minute. Now, just so you know, the answer that iniquity is not carried on down into your children. Don't hate God. Chase after God. Teach your children to chase after God. And then that, you don't have to worry about that. I know it's Old Testament, but people who hate God, no blessing comes. You got to chase after him. Not religion, not churchianity, not a building. You got to seek God, your Father. And I got preach on me tonight. Verse number 10. showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Will not hold you guiltless who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughters, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor your strangers within your gate, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you up from with a mighty hand by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you, keep the Sabbath day. 16. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Your days may be long in the land, that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, anything that is your neighbor's. These words the Lord spoke to all your assembly in the mountain from the midst of the fire, the cloud, and thick darkness with a loud voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them on 2 tablets of stone and gave them to me. Imagine how much those stones weighed. Wait, not just how much the stone weighed, but the stone with God's fingerprint written in it and these commandments, that's heavy. Verse 23. So it was when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness while the mountain was burning with fire that you came near to me, all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, surely the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that the God that speaks with man, he still lives. Now, therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more than we shall die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire as we have and lived? 27. So you go, Moses. So you go and hear all that the Lord our God may say, and tell us that the Lord our God says to you, and we will hear it and do it. That is just too funny. Then the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people which they have spoken to you. They are right in all they have spoken. Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it may be well with them and their children forever. Circle it. 30, go and say to them, return to your tents, but as for you, stand there by me, and I will speak to you all the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, which you shall teach them, that they may observe them in the land which I am giving them to possess, giving it to them. Therefore, you shall be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, that it may be well with you, that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Let's just finish this. That you may prolong the days. Literally, There's long life to those who walk according to God's word. Long life. Psalm 91 says it. Proverbs chapter 4 says it. Because you walk in God's statutes, you get long, 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 long life. I have a friend in California who has a friend who's 115 years old and he's still preaching. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, no more preaching. This is the commandment. And these are the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God had commanded to teach you that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. That you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his commandments, statutes which I command you and your son and your grandson all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, that you may multiply greatly as the Lord your God, the God of your father, has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Not dripping, flowing. Verse 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today, you shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. Talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Verse 10, so it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large, give you, circle it, large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. Then be aware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. 13, you shall fear the Lord your God and serve him and shall take oaths in his name. You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the people who are all around you. For the Lord your God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth. You know, right now, that is just as important for you and I. When you look at verse 6, it says, love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. That's the two commandments we live by today. Mm-hmm. That's all of the law and the prophets are wrapped up in those two commandments. And yet, we got to be careful because there's people living all kinds of wickedness all around us every day. And God said to them, and he's saying to you and I, don't bow down to that stuff. Doesn't matter if everybody's running after it. Don't you go after it, because there's a blessing in obedience and a curse in chasing after the ways of the world. It does not benefit. 14, you shall not go after other gods, the gods of the people who are all around you. 15, for the Lord your God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. You will shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimony, his statutes which he has commanded you. You shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, that you may go in and possess the good land of which the Lord swore to your fathers, to cast out all your enemies from before you as the Lord has spoken. Verse 20. When your sons ask you in the time to come, saying, what is the meaning of this testimony, the statutes, the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? You shall say to your sons, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. The Lord showed signs and wonders before our eyes, great and severe, against Egypt, Pharaoh, all his household. Then he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our God always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. Then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us. And if you want a good lesson on righteousness, wait a minute. Got to write this down. If you want a good lesson on righteousness, go to tonight's program and our evening program live. We had a great message on righteousness tonight. It was powerful. And I'll put the link in there for you so you can see it. Chapter 7. I'm moving. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess and has cast out many nations before you, Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, except when you show up, then they run in fear. Verse 2, when the Lord God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them, nor shall you make marriages with them, not give your daughter to their son or take their daughter for your son. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be roused against you and destroy you suddenly. Verse 5, but thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, break down their sacred pillars, cut down their wooden images, and burn their carved images with fire. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself. I love this. A special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. And when you're born again, you become that verse, a special people to our God. Verse 7, the Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all the people. But because the Lord loves you, wow, because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for a thousand generations with those who love him and keeps his commandments. I have this verse right there on the picture of my children that says 1,000 generations. Verse 10, he repays those who hate him to their face. To destroy them, he will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment, the statutes, the judgments, which I command you today to observe them. And now, the blessing of obedience. You can find this in Leviticus 26. Hold on, let me get this. You can find this in Leviticus 26, 1 through 13, and Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, and right here, 12. Isn't the word of God just amazing how it all flows together? It'll come to pass because you listen to the judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your grain, your new wine, your oil, the increase of your cattle, the offspring of your flock, in the land which he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. Also, you shall destroy all the peoples whom the Lord God delivers over to you. Your eyes shall have no pity on them, nor shall you serve them their gods, for it will be a snare to you. If you should say in your heart, these nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them? You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great trials which your eyes saw, the signs and wonders, the mighty hand, the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out. So shall the Lord your God do to all the peoples of whom you are afraid. Verse 20, moreover, the Lord God will send the hornet among them till those who are left who hide themselves from you are destroyed by a hornet. Verse 21, you shall not be terrified of them, for the Lord your God, the great and awesome God, is among you. And the Lord your God will drive out these nations before you little by little. You will be unable to destroy them all at once, lest the beasts of the fields become too numerous for you. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you and will inflict defeat upon them until they are destroyed. And he will deliver their kings into your hand, and you will destroy their name from under heaven. No one shall be able to stand against you till you have destroyed them. You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it for yourself, lest you be snared by it, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God. Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and abhor it, for it is an accursed thing. Wow. God is serious about blessing you and I. He's going to set us high above all the nations of the earth. Not maybe. Not might be. Russia, Syria, guys, they don't know what they're messing with. Israel will never go down again, ever. Not because I said it, not because some preacher preached it. They are God's children. And every prophecy is fulfilled. And it's never going to go against them again. And when they raise their hand to Israel, we're out of here. Be ready. Be ready. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, we're going to receive communion at this time. While we receive communion, we'll pray the prayer of salvation. So, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, and we'll begin our communion service for this evening. Stick around. You might say, well, Pastor, I already did this once. You need to do this one every day, not once a week or once a month. Churches that have not done it often have led us in the wrong path. This is not for Christmas and Easter. Jesus' very own words is, as often as you do this. One of my heroes of the faith, Dr. Roy C. Hicks, would not get out of bed in the morning until he took communion. He had it on the nightstand, and he went to sleep at night. Why? Because without his blood and his broken body, there's nothing. I've gone to preaching. It's time to read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Now, don't eat it yet. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Why? For if we would, verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Aren't you glad? Now, amen. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. You might say, Pastor, I'm not a part of your church. You don't have to be a part of the church. You have to be a part of the body. And as soon as you're born again, you're a part of the body. Anytime the communion elements is served, if they know their Bible, then they're going to open it up for anybody who's a believer. That's how this works. There's no restrictions. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And John chapter 1.
And John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for that. I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
All of your grace.
All of your
grace. I receive all of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
I receive all of your love.
I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the family of God. That experience that you're going through right now, it's because Jesus is the light of the world and he just came in you. He's the author and finisher of the faith and he just came in you. He was the perfect spotless lamb because his righteousness was pure and all of that purity just came in you as soon as you said, I receive you. When you did all of that, darkness left, fear left, and sin left. Your sin is now thrown into the sea of his forgetfulness. How do you like that? And the Father just looked at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. Why? Because you're now an heir of God. Chapter 8, verse 11 through 17. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Just like that. Isn't that awesome? This isn't the end of your Christian life. This is the beginning. This is the very first step in your life as a believer walking with God. I'm not sending you a list of do's and don'ts. I'm going to teach you to walk with God every day.
Amen.
Did you hear what Moses is saying to him? Every one of you make this word as frontlets to your eyes. What's he saying? Everybody's got to have their own relationship with God. And that's what just began in your life. Shoot me an email, hjpreacherman@gmail.com. It's right there in the notes of the program. My email address, website's there. Get in contact with us. You can even leave us a prayer request on the website. It comes straight to my email address. And we go to prayer. This group of people knows how to pray. And see, we see things happen when we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, you ready? Let's receive the communion elements together. Hold them up. Let's bless them. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my
peace. Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my
body. In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and
nothing
my
missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my life.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here, I read the word.
And right here, I read the word.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you endured the cross, despising the shame, and you called it all joy. That we might know you. We lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Say this with me, by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
The most powerful cleansing force.
On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
All things have become
and
new.
I thank you for it.
And I thank you for
by
it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the words of my testimony.
And the words of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the
is
brethren.
Is cast down forever.
Is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church. Church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. I say this each week. Some of you are like, Pastor, what are you doing with that cup? Solo heard my prayers. And made me a perfect communion cup. Isaiah chapter 1. Though your sins are red like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus to it. Now there's some other people that they use it for ignorant use. But This is a communion cup. And Solo did it just for me. Now, I don't know if they know they did it, but I sure appreciate them putting them in every store for me. I can find them wherever I go. When I'm riding a motorcycle, that's really cool. Now, the Bible says they sang a hymn and then they went out. Ready? Let's sing. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Now, you might say, this is all new to me. That's all right. That's all right. It's very biblical what you just experienced. It's very much God. And Jesus, this is what happened on the last night of Jesus' earthly ministry. And then he gave it to the Apostle Paul and said, he met Paul in the wilderness, Jesus himself, and gave him these verses and said, now teach it to the church. And there's been a lot of false doctrine made about communion, but if you just stick with the book, if you just let this book say what it says and just believe it, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Send me any question you may have. Watch these videos again. There's blue four-digit numbers called timestamps that I put in the notes and in the comments where you can click on that and it'll take you right back to that statement that I made or the beginning of a chapter or something or the prayer of salvation. And it'll be a blessing to you. I encourage some of you, put some timestamps in. You do it. Listen again and say, wow, that right there, that really helped me. Just stop the video. See what that timestamp is, and then stick it in the comment and put your comment in there. You'll see. I got them in there. Do what I do. Just do it yourself with what you see. And it'll be a blessing to other people. It's a great way to study the Bible. Well, that's it for this week. A little extra long, a little longer program today, but I think it's very much worth it because there's a lot of people from around the world they may not be receiving communion, and you and I just provided them a communion service in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. It's interesting. I can hear somebody saying, sing that song again. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Today at noon, we'll be live on my YouTube page, Facebook Live page, and our other Blog Talk Radio channel for some more. We call it 1 Hour of Faith. It's noon Eastern, 11 Central. And we're going to be talking about faith in the end time events. So it's worth it. Look us up. It's the same YouTube channel, Samuel J. Cottle. And it'll be a blessing to you today. Until we see you again, that's what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. For those of you that are around the world with us, somewhere, listening to this on the Blog Talk Radio channel, we're so glad to have you with us. We appreciate you being out there. Any way that we can help you understand who God is or help you in any way, we can. You know, it's a big old world we got out there and a big old mess going on, but we're here to be a blessing to you in any way that we can. So we encourage you, send us a note, drop us a line, say, Pastor, this is what's going on in our world, and we will be a blessing to you in any way that we can. Send us a prayer request. If you go to the website, samueljcottle.com, you'll be able to, there's a place on there where you can actually send a prayer request in right on the website, samueljcottle.com, and it'll be a blessing to you and everybody else that's there. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Now, hold on a second. You just pray in the spirit. Endale sanda madakademani vidibustaka. Enda moshaklava de madakumbra nakandisa. Enda bonde leda basava namadakite bidikadama nadoma la zibidiata. Endo bashakleba ludi baba de namanda de kama de sutika. What are you doing, Pastor? Well, I'm praying in the Holy Spirit because I can tell somebody on Blog Talk Radio is drawn on the presence of God right now, because there's something that you need from him. You need healing in your body. Well, I speak to the boils that's on your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Boils, be removed and be made whole. I speak eyesight, be healed in Jesus' mighty name. I speak the strength of Almighty God comes to your spirit, your soul, and your body right now. Courage on the inside of you. The book of Proverbs says the righteous are as bold as a lion, and the lion is the lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus. Be bold. I encourage you every time that you come together with any of your family or your friends that you live in every day, all day long. You live in Psalm 91 because it is the powerful psalm that is going to give you the courage and the strength you need every day. Now, let me just grab this here. Hold on just a second. I want to read it out of, there we go. Excuse me. Psalm 91. I'm going to read it out of the Jerusalem Bible. Since you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge. Say it, my refuge. You are my fortress. You are my God in whom I trust. you, Lord, rescue me from the snares of fowlers hoping to destroy me. You, Lord, cover me with your feathers, and I find shelter underneath your wings. What are you doing, Pastor? I'm personalizing it. It's not changing the word. It's making it personal to you. I will not be afraid of the terror of night or of the arrow that flies in the daytime, plague that stalks in the dark, the scourge that wreaks havoc in broad daylight. Though 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, it shall not come near me. I will remain unscathed because his faithfulness is my shield and buckler. No disaster can overtake me. No plague come near my dwelling. He has placed his angels in charge of me to guard me wherever I go. They will support me in their hands, so I do not snag my foot against a stone. 1,000. Yeah, hold on. You will tread on lion and adder, trample on savage lions and dragons. God said, I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life long and full. And I show them how I can save. Now, for those of you that's in a foreign nation, I encourage you to continually every day, just make this statement every day. Fill me, your Holy Spirit, today. I want all of your love. Fill me. I want all of your mercy. Fill me. I want all of your grace. Fill me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit today. I know I don't usually go this long, but I can tell that there's some people around the world that you don't have what we have in America. And you're saying, thank you, preacher, you're helping me. So I'm just following the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray in the Holy Spirit for a little bit. You pray in the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sonda mala sikere damane shuka. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sumben de leve de bakala somba, o prakasanda de balode de vesiki pukala banda rosamanda de bela vadistika. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you today. In Jesus' mighty name. My email address and website is right in the notes of this program. I encourage you. Send me an email. Ask me any question you want. Seriously. Click that little arrow button that's the share button and share this with everybody you know. might as well share it with everybody. And we'll be a blessing to them as we're a blessing to you. Know this, that we love you. We truly do. And we pray for you every day. And God loves you. Thank you for being our friend and partner. Go back and listen to this again. You can find this channel. It's called Read the Word. Just search that up in YouTube, in Blog Talk Radio. Read the Word. And then my name, Samuel J. Cotto. And you'll be able to be connected to this over and over. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.